This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Have you gotten your COVID shot yet? Or maybe you don't want one. That's the challenge President Biden's addressing with his new vaccination goal.
The president says amid all the misinformation about the vaccines, there's one fact everyone should know.
People who are not fully vaccinated can still die every day from COVID-19.
He acknowledges convincing people he calls doubters will be hard, but says the choice is between life and death.
Why take the risk?
Right now, about 56% of adults have received at least one shot. Nearly 105 million are fully vaccinated. The president's aiming to make those numbers 70% and 160 million by July 4th. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Large parts of the South got slammed by bad weather. Tornadoes, wind, rain damaging homes from Texas to Virginia. Stranded residents had to be rescued by boat. Trees got knocked down, power lines too. Derek Chauvin wants a new trial. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Our Mike Gracia reports on what Derek Chauvin's attorney is asking the court to do.
Attorney Eric Nelson says Judge Peter Cahill violated Chauvin's right to a fair trial when he denied Nelson's request for a change of venue due to pretrial publicity. Nelson also cites Cahill's refusal to sequester the jury for the trial or instruct jurors to avoid all media. Nelson's brief does not refer to reports that one of the jurors participated in an August 28th march in Washington, D.C. to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Floyd's brother and sister addressed the crowd at that march. I'm Mike Gracia.
We'll hear today whether former President Trump will be allowed back on Facebook. He's been banned since the day after the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. This is AP News. Republicans are squabbling over a key leader. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney insists fellow Republicans cannot whitewash former President Trump's role in the January 6th assault on the Capitol. Cheney, the third-ranking GOP House leader, is in danger of losing her position after Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy abandoned her, siding squarely with Trump. She led 10 Republicans to vote with Democrats to impeach Trump for incitement of insurrection. The rest of the House Republicans backed Trump. While some see the fight as intra-party squabbling, Timothy Naftali, the founding director of the Nixon Presidential Library and Museum, says it's about the future of our democracy. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The new normal annual temperature in the U.S. is 53.3 degrees, a degree hotter than just 2 decades ago, according to the government. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.